This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. With the result too close to call, electors in the UK are headed to a June 23rd referendum on continued membership in the European Union. Most of the largest unions in the country, plus the National Trades Union Congress, are campaigning in support of staying in the EU. The unions include Unite, the largest union with 1.4 million members, Unison with 1.3 million, and the GMB with about 700,000 members. A smaller union, the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, commonly known as the RMT, with about 80,000 members, has declared its opposition to the European Union and wants Britain out. Proponents of the UK staying in the EU say that many advances in labour law and practices have come from and are guaranteed by the EU. Supporters of what has been dubbed Brexit, Britain's exit, say that the EU has been pushing government austerity programmes which have caused much damage. Some right-wing supporters of Brexit have complained about the number of migrant workers entering the UK from other European countries. The governing Conservative government is arguing for Britain to stay in the EU, but some of its prominent members, such as Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, are calling for an exit. The Trades Union Congress, which represents all the major unions, including the RMT, is firmly in support of the UK remaining in the European Union. Frances O'Grady is the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, the TUC. She spoke recently to a convention of the National Union of Students about Britain, the EU, and the June 23rd referendum.
I just want to say a very quick word about Europe, because we are now so close to that referendum on our membership of the EU. Now, the TUC's position is very clear. We believe that a Brexit would pose a real threat to workers' jobs, our livelihoods, and our rights. Many of the rights that we take for granted, from equal rights for part-time workers to stronger protection against discrimination and, of course, paid holidays. These have been won because unions banded together across borders, and we won it through the EU, and it's now guaranteed by the EU. Rights that working students rely on and that union agreements build on. Now, I know there are different views about the referendum, and I respect that. And I share the view that the EU is far from perfect, but believe that we can only win change from within. And I will tell you this for nothing, delegates. I won't be taking any lectures from the likes of Boris Johnson about what's best for workers. And I certainly won't stand by and let migrant workers get scapegoated for everything from lousy pay to pressure on public services. Delegates, migrants aren't the enemy. Exploitation is. And if politicians really want to tackle the problems that workers and students face, then it's simple. Stop the cuts and start investing. Get tough on bad bosses and rip off landlords. And instead of kowtowing to big corporations and the banks, stand up for the interests of workers, students and citizens, for a fairer, greener Europe with great jobs and homes at its heart. So when June the 23rd comes, I hope students turn out in force to get your voices heard. Because from student tuition fees to mental health services, the NHS, rights at work, at the heart of all of these debates, it's about values. It's about what kind of society we want to live in, what kind of education can serve everyone, what kind of economy can work for all. There is nothing inevitable about the world that we face now. There is nothing inevitable or natural about inequality. The status quo is not the only option. Another Europe, another world is possible.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.